money back.
Money back?
Well, they're not paying for it, are they?
No.
All right.
That's Sean, and I'm Carrie. Sean used to be a cop, but now he's not. And I write books for a living.
She does.
And
she is New York Times and international best-selling author. And
that makes me have cred.
The most incredible woman ever.
Oh, Sean's the most incredible woman ever, too. Anyways, we start every podcast with a little random thought. Sometimes in the car.
Sometimes in bed.
Sometimes in the kitchen.
Sometimes in the restaurant.
Sometimes in the woods.
Wherever we are.
We're random. And then we get a little bit more intellectual.
Sometimes.
But not always. With a dog tip for life, where our dogs join us, and also a writing tip of the pod, or
that's
vice
right.
versa, maybe.
That's vice versa, but that's okay.
All right, man. We're random and cool.
So thanks for listening. We really hope you enjoy it.
The notes that go with this podcast are on my blog, CarrieJonesBooks.blog.
And there's all kinds of other interesting stuff there, too, isn't there? Love.
Pictures of Sean.
That's not what I meant.
Random thought in the car time. We're driving 12 hours to a Rotary.
To Niagara Falls, Canada
for a Rotary conference that I'm training at. Okay, and we also just found this article on Fatherly by Jeremy Brown. And it's called 6 Common Personality Traits That Lead to Divorce. And sadly, I have the first one. And so,
what was that?
Making a big deal out of nothing.
Oh,
yeah. So Mr. Brown calls this catastrophizing, and it can slowly wear away any marriage. Because the incidents are not a big deal, but they are magnified by your anxiety and your depression, right? Oh, but this is not what I do. All right, so his little no big deal incidents are things like they forgot to pick up the dry cleaning. We don't have dry cleaning because we don't roll like that. But
I'm gonna pick this apart because we don't do
things. No, I'm just saying I don't freak out if you forget to do a dish or something, and I don't expect you to do the dishes. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm not that bad. All right, number 2, compulsive caregiving. So that's like when you're a little too much. Like you
that's
give.
Like me.
We are doomed.
Like, I can do this for myself, you know.
We're doomed.
All right, dude.
Basically, the people who are. He's saying that if you're like, I'm going to give you too much. I'm going to keep giving and giving and giving and doing and doing and doing and doing. It makes the other person. And then the other person's like, stop saying thank you for every moment. Then the giver feels resentful and isolated, and then when you feel isolated...
Oh, people are so shallow, because I got used to not saying thank you a long time ago.
You're so mean. Number 3, doing a podcast together.
It's not forward to thank you. Oh, really?
Yeah. Number 3, avoiding arguments. So if you like don't just argue, I'm very good at just arguing and like admit that you're disagreeing, it like builds up and then you explode like Sean. But it helps you.
I'll be honest, I don't need that much build up to just explode, but it's usually not at you.
It helps you become a better communicator if you learn how to disagree, right? Without the explosion, but it also keeps you from
holding it.
Yeah, another resentful thing.
Right.
Then our next one is dun 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 dun, dun narcissism. That's a surprise. So. Yes. So when something goes... Here, this is a direct quote. Very often when something goes wrong or there's any kind of conflict, a narcissist likes to play the victim.
Whoa.
You play the victim, buddy, not me.
Yes, you do.
No, you do.
Oh, you know what?
We're both narcissists.
I didn't even know what the term martyr meant until I met you. But you're right. We both suffer from that disease.
And the problem is, like, if you won't admit that or be responsible for your role in it, and we're both actually good at that, you can't fix it.
No, we're pretty good.
We're both.
Admissions and say we're sorry.
Yes.
Apologies.
And then here again, this is probably why I've been divorced so many times, having a fragile ego.
Well, we both suffer from that too.
Yeah, man.
Sometimes.
Yeah. And then the last one is selfishness, which is different from being a narcissist, he says. It's like, you know, basically you're putting your own needs ahead of somebody else's all the time.
We don't have that issue.
No, we don't have that issue. But we do make a podcast together.
Make that number 6 then.
We do have fragile egos.
I think that's fun.
We do. I don't know. We don't avoid arguments. And we have compulsive caregiving going on.
Yes.
Sean is a compulsive caregiver.
You try.
I try, but I can't because you don't let me because you're too busy being the compulsive caregiver. You took my role.
My role? Your role? Oh. That's right.
And making a big deal out of nothing.
I stole your job. I'll give it that.
I don't think you can.
I'll tell you how we can do it right now.
Okay.
You get up in the morning, get Kitty ready for bed or school, no. Then I'll take her after I get.
No, but I'll take care of the dog. I'll take care of the dog. You should take care of the kid. How's that sound? All right. So there. Look, we just had a disagreement. Nobody played the victim.
Oh, because I didn't think it'd go for it anyways.
I'm just saying, look, we just had positive steps towards not getting divorced.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Go us, man.
Go us. If we can make it through this car ride.
Oh, we're going to have a good day. You know what?
What?
The thing about us is we'd still be a good couple, even if we...
I don't know if I'd be a good barfly,
man. Yeah, we'd have a good old time sitting in the bar, getting drunk every day, starting out at like 11.
Oh my gosh, no!
living off the, you know, what do you call it? Welfare.
Can you use that for alcohol? I don't think you can use that for alcohol.
No, we'll just collect bottles or something.
Oh, I'm good at picking things up.
Yeah, but then we get main care.
I don't want to live in Maine if we're that destitute.
We're almost guaranteed that better health insurance than we do now, anyways.
Oh, that's true.
But you're right.
Well, maybe we should become destitute. I'm always worried about making more money.
Can you be secretly destitute?
I don't know, because I'd do well with that if no one knew. See, it's all about pride. Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, but that's fraud. We shouldn't talk about that.
Oh, I didn't know that's what you meant.
I thought you meant
we're poor and none of our friends know.
And get welfare.
I thought you just meant, like, we're super poor and none of our friends
know. Oh,
I can't swap these. I can't do
that. I know you can't do
it. Worst criminal ever.
Yeah, you can be secretly destitute. That's why they have Marshalls and DJ Maxx and all those sort of Martins and Reddies.
And ThreadUp. I love ThreadUp. But I like ThreadUp because I don't have to use more resources to make clothes.
But you've got to have a good address to get buy stuff online.
Oh. We have 3 good addresses. Plus the campground.
Or you gotta come up with an excuse why you keep having stuff delivered to your friend's house.
How about we just tell one friend? Do we have any friends who don't tell everything to everybody else?
Yeah, there's one friend we can tell.
Oh, I know who it is. Alright, there, we're good. Alright, we got a plan.
That's right.
Yeah, yes.
That's our life plan.
Our life plan. We wanna go this way.
Yes,
okay. Yay! Voice memo in the car. Random thought.
Did you get it?
What?
Is it done?
Well, I'm gonna press stop, and then it will be done. Hey, we're in the car again.
We should have slept in it last night.
Our random thought was when we were driving to Niagara Falls for a Rotary conference, which is took us 12 hours or so. And then we drove back last night, which was another 12 hours. And now today we're driving to the Common Ground Fair.
Which is another 12, no. Just over an hour, right, love?
Hour and a half, maybe.
You weren't lying to me.
I was never lying to you.
I think you said 1 hour and 10 minutes, actually.
It said 1 hour and 16 minutes. We're behind a very slow red truck with no back bumper thing. What do you call that?
That's
tailgate?
Called a tailgate.
A nice tailgate,
job.
Yeah.
It's because he's got that other thing
this week, we apologize, but because we've been in the car so very, very much, our podcast is going to have an alternative form with no written words.
Oh, just our lovely voices.
Yeah, we're not going to have a really cool writing tip of the pod and dog tip for life. Instead...
You know what this podcast is going to be about?
What?
I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Even though you're the author.
And you interrupted.
I did.
Okay.
Sometimes I have to. Because I can't help it.
That's why.
I'm a serial interrupter.
Yeah.
It's about getting off your ass, out from behind your computer, and going out and experiencing life for yourself so you can...
have better stories. More,
exactly. You can put those life experiences into your story data bank.
Right.
And draw upon them.
Right. Like, Sean had never gone to Niagara Falls.
That's right.
And no matter how you feel about Niagara Falls, it has some lovers, it has some haters. Sean never got to experience that, right? Until now. And now he has stories about Niagara Falls. What? Yeah,
I have a lot of good stories. But I want to say that Niagara Falls, where we stayed, that little part was the Disney World of friggin' water.
It was like Vegas, man.
It was so
like
expensive.
Like baby Vegas.
Man, candy bar was like $18. Not really, but that's how it seemed. Anyways, I'm not complaining. We had a good time.
Yeah.
I think it was a great experience for all three of us.
And the other thing I was thinking about while I was in Niagara Falls, and hopefully I'll be able to get out and won't be interrupted, is I've been in an organization for a while, right?
Did you say an organization?
An organization. You're interrupting again.
No, I'm just saying you already told them why we were going to Niagara Falls.
All right. So, in this organization, I realized nobody in it knows anything about me other than my occupation and where I live and that I have dogs. Like, what I present and let the world see on Facebook.
That's pretty much it, though, isn't it?
Yeah. No one has ever been like, hey, Carrie, what are you really good at? Carrie, what do you like to do? Carrie, how can I engage you? Right? And that all came to like this beautiful head when I went into this elevator with people I didn't know, right? And I was trying to get out of the elevator, and a group of people got in, and this woman like pushed me out of the way. Yeah, I didn't tell you the story because I knew you'd get angry and I didn't want you to go look for them. And pushed me out of the way, then was like, no, stop, I'm on the wrong elevator, we're on the wrong elevator. And the people she was with were like, well, we're on it now. And this woman, and like, no, I'm like trying to get off, right?
Yeah.
And everyone's looking at me, but no one's saying, hey, are you trying to get off? When it's really obvious that I'm trying to get off.
Like, was that your stop?
It was my stop.
Oh.
And I did not get to get off of the
what?
Elevator.
Yeah.
Because this woman was running in and out and in and out of the elevator and then completely physically blocked me.
And you didn't say, excuse me.
I said, I said, I'm trying to get off the elevator, ma'am. And she still didn't move.
Jeez,
okay. Because she was so into herself, right?
Yeah.
And, like, she didn't have this awareness of other people. You know what I mean?
I do.
And it's so interesting to me how we don't have, like, sometimes we don't take these opportunities, even in the smallest interactions, like on an elevator, to just be aware and present for other people, right?
I know.
And for writers, especially, that's super important because, you know, you don't want to just write your own damn story over and over and over again if you're writing fiction.
Right.
Like, you don't want to just fictionalize yourself all the time, put it in there. You want other people's stories. And to do that, you have to look and notice other people. And if you're in a service organization, right, like Rotary or the Lions Club or Red Cross or whatever, right?
Right.
United Way, like those big ones. Like, if you're in one of those organizations, it's not just about you doing good through your fundraising or your events. It's also about you connecting with other people.
Right.
So you know what they want. So you're not just telling them what they want, but also so that you can, like, make and build a better world by knowing other people's stories and their loves and their needs. Like, Rotary, let's take an example, is all about eradicating polio, right? Like, polio is so important, and it's really a big deal, and it's amazing that Rotary's done that, right?
Right.
But does any... I have never had the opportunity in conversation to ever be like, hey, you know who would be a great speaker for you all? My Uncle Sam, who was the first person who ever inoculated themselves with the measles vaccine.
Right.
He's brilliant. He has, like, this amazing story. You know, he ended up getting death threats from anti-vaxxers. And, like, this is a man who spent his entire life doing exactly what Rotary is all about. And that would have been a great opportunity, but nobody's ever been like, hey, Carrie, who would you think a good speaker would be? Carrie, tell us about your family. Carrie, tell me, blah, blah, blah. No.
Right. So what's your point here?
My point is that we all need to reach out and learn each other's stories and not just broadcast our own.
Uh-huh, I like that point, actually. Glad I asked. Because that's all everybody, you know, 80-90% of people that meet or talk to, or even your good friends, that's all anybody ever wants to do is talk about themselves.
Yeah. And then they glaze over when you talk. Maybe we're just bad conversationalists.
Yeah, maybe. That's why they glaze over when we start talking.
But nobody ever even asks. Like, my friends are awesome, actually. My friends always ask me questions and listen and stuff, and they know way too much about me because I'm so open. But
I mean, I'm the worst, really.
But, you're terrible.
But I don't talk about myself either. Yeah. So I'm actually, like, on the number line, I'm zero.
Yeah, you are.
You might
zero.
Start talking to me, and I might just walk away from you while you're still talking.
He's horrible.
But I will not talk about myself unless I'm under the influence or something and feeling gabby. But normally, no.
You did on right? the boat. Yeah, yeah.
I did on the boat?
Yeah.
What boat?
Stags's.
Oh my gosh, how much had I had to drink that night?
You were very gabby. It was adorable.
Yeah.
It was so cute.
Oh, plus we were talking about
Florida.
Where I'm from, so.
Florida.
It piqued my interest. What? It piqued my interest.
But anyways, that was my point. That's my writing and dog tip for life. Don't be like Sean and walk away from people when they talk.
But be like Sean and don't talk about yourself all the time.
Ask other people questions.
You know, I just realized that turning your back on somebody and walking away kind of goes hand in hand with interrupting people all the time, doesn't it?
Yeah, huh?
Huh?
Yeah.
Man, I gotta work on that.
We gotta get you some social skills, boo.
Yeah, I gotta work on it because of our youngest daughter. Because that's the way she is. It's a horrible example.
I keep telling you that you're not leading by example, buddy, and then you glare at me.
Oh, that's because you always say it in front of her.
Well,
and I don't mind most of the time.
Oh, my word.
But sometimes.
Oh, my word. Our oldest daughter, however, is Miss, how can I figure you out? It's her.
She's selectively chatty.
She's selective when she's chatty.
No, she talks to everybody but family.
She talks to me.
Yeah, she does. And she probably talks to her dad.
Not as much.
But, all right, so you're the family member who she talks to the most.
Yeah.
And I can still say, I still think you fit into the she talks to everybody but family category.
That's not true. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
You cracked me up. And so now, finally, we are heading to the Common Ground Fair. And if this isn't too long, we'll do a little...
We'll do something from the fair.
Oh, really?
Sure, why not?
Well, then this might be very long.
What are you... The whole thing?
Yeah.
So what?
Okay.
It's just... If it's just a bunch of random thoughts, it ought to be interesting.
We're not going to get very good numbers on this podcast. Not that it matters, because we don't sell ads. Right. But whatever.
It's not about the numbers. We throw out free stuff anyways. Like, what did you say earlier? You gave a shout-out to a product.
I gave a shout out to Rotary, to ThreadUp,
United
Way.
That's what it was, ThreadUp.
But anyways,
sexy clothes, boy.
We're going to the Common Ground Fair. The Common Ground Fair is where I was inspired to write my book, Need. Maybe I will get inspired again.
Yes, she has a very, what do you call that, like a baseline, so like her one of her most oft-used standby
stories
about her writing career is based upon a trip to the Common Ground Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we'll get a new one today.
I hope so, because I need a good book.
Maybe I can ride a horse and you can ride on a border collie and herd my horse around.
What? What?
Oh, you know they have the working dog demonstrations.
I know you've been. Okay, anyways, the Common Ground Fair, very quickly, is a organic fair in Maine where it's sponsored by Maine Organic Farmers and Growers Association. All these people who haven't washed for hours and hours and years. I'm kidding. Sean hit me.
Gosh.
And then all these preppies all like
merge
together. And it's so interesting to watch the dynamics of that. Of the people wearing, like, the people who are really into the earth and really into, like, environmentalism and, like, not using resources not using resources to
it now it really is it's your true like farmers and earth lovers and then
opposite.
You're like your millennial this is like my dream life but I'll never do it.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? And then it's the Rockefeller type people who are like they step off their yacht and they're like, oh, let's go see how the common folk live. Oh, this is adorable. Like, it's so weird. And so that's where we're going.
Is that why it's called Common Ground?
Yeah.
So everybody can find some common ground?
Yes!
What?
Yep.
No.
It's beautiful. I prefer the people who haven't watched for a long time, by the way. I didn't actually mean that as an insult. Because they are saving resources.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We're good.
Hey, love. Now that people have blessed us with their time and listened to our podcast, what other little tidbits should we tell them?
Well, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Artist in the song is Night Owl by Berg for Free.
That sounds so 80s. Anyways, it's cool. I like it. Got anything else going on in your world?
All the writing tips are at carriejonesbooks.blog. I just released a book called In the Woods with Steve Waddell. It's creepy, it's a little horrifying, and it's a little romantic.
Ooh, that's
yeah,
cool.
And it's a summer buzz book from Publishers Weekly.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else?
What else? I have a Patreon.
Oh, yeah. That's.
You can find us on social media.
The Patreon's a great way to read a book that's never been published by you.
Yes.
Only Patreon people get to read it, right?
Oh, yeah, man.
Subscribers, I mean.
And you get special content.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can get special gifts, too, right?
I do. I send out art.
Carrie Jones paintings, which are all beautiful.
And books sometimes.
Yeah.
Signed.
Signed by me.
Sean.
Just kidding.
What do you want to tell people, honey bunny?
I don't know. Just thanks. Thank you. Thank you for listening.
Please like and subscribe and share.
Yeah, you said that at the beginning, but we can say it twice.
Can we say it 87 times so people really do?
They'll probably just shut it off after like the 80th one at least.
Like, subscribe, share. Like, subscribe, share. Like, subscribe, share. Like, subscribe, share. No.
Get out and live your life.
Yes.
No matter what.
The whole point of Dogs Are Smarter Than People in this podcast is to try to make your life a tiny bit better for at least 2 seconds, in which you're like, at least we're not them, buddy. At least we're not them.
That's all. That's a good one. People always have that outlook. At least we're not them. Having fun.